Hey, when somebody's in another country, could you be, can they be off a half an hour? No, usually it's an hour or two or three.
There are certain sections, there are certain parts in the world that are off by half an hour, but not a lot.
It's usually on the hour pretty much,
It's,
right?
yeah,
Like it's either one, two, three, four, five, etc.
Yeah, I know there's like a few countries where they're like they or they split. So kind of like, but I don't think it'd be half an hour. I think.
Because this person I'm talking to says it's 9:10, it's 12:30, or no, it's 12:35 there.
PM or AM?
I imagine in the noon.
I don't know. Because I think it's something like, I think Afghanistan is like half an hour. They have like a half hour split.
How do you spell Afghanistan?
They're not in Afghanistan.
Tennessee. Tennessee should only be what in the hours, right?
Two at
Which
most.
is, so it's either 11 or 12 there, right?
What part of Tennessee? Because Tennessee splits and cuts in half. So like most of Western Tennessee is on central, and then like the far east is Eastern time.
So she's it's somewhere in Tennessee, and it's actually could be a half hour ahead instead of being noon. In some parts of Tennessee, it could be 12:30. I
No.
mean, not noon, but
No.
what do you call it? What time is it right now? It's 9:10 here. So some parts of Tennessee, it's going to be 12:10, right?
Yes.
And then some parts it'll be
110.
12:40.
No, 110. 110.
Oh, a whole hour?
Yeah. There's a bunch of states that split. Like Florida, there's like a split. Tennessee, Kentucky.
All right.
Parts of Indiana are between two. Parts of Michigan. But that's a whole hour split. That's not, you know, that's
So 9, 10, 11. So that's a 4 hour, 4 hour ahead.
yeah. So I
So
mean,
there's a part of Tennessee that's 4 hours ahead of us.
there's a part of Tennessee that, you know, you can look across the street and they're 1 hour ahead.
What the fuck? But New York's only three, right?
New York's four.
Oh, they're 4 hours?
Yeah, one.
I thought they were three.
Well, okay, three zones away. So when it's 2 o'clock, it's, yeah, three. Okay,
So
three.
right now in New York, it should be around noon, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Like 12,
Twelve,
11?
12:10.
Okay, but in some parts of Tennessee, it'll be 1:10. Holy shit, that's unbelievable. I can't handle this, Alberto. I can't handle this one. This is the third time. I always say two times it's done, but I like this one. And oh
Oh.
Jesus, here comes Electro. What the hell was that, Eddie?
Are you talking about?
Very disturbed. Should I just send her a
See.
link? If she shows up, she shows up. If not, just
Steve.
ignore her. Alberto, should I send her the link? And
I
if
don't
she
know.
shows up, she shows up.
I don't
Or
know.
should just stop talking and do the show? Eddie, do you think I should send the link and just see if she shows up?
Yeah, send it. See what she see
Okay.
what happens. See what
So
happens.
I got both your inputs, and I'm gonna do it. See how
So
better I'm getting at listening to you guys?
when shit goes wrong, it's our fault, Eddie.
How's it gonna go wrong? She's either not gonna show up or she's gonna show up.
Just have a cook and a smile.
Oh shit, Eddie, you're another one. We're All right, let's start the show. Look, okay, let's go. I'm happy.
I'm
Let's
sure
do this.
you sound happy.
I know Alberto's smiling here. I know he's recording all this.
Drop me to the bottom, please. Yes, yeah,
Yeah, here we go. Now I'm not doing. Hold on, Eddie.
and you know I'm recording all this.
Yes, I know. Okay, let's do
This
this.
is gonna have to be the pre-show because we got nothing else.
Might as well just use the pre-show as the show.
That's it. Want to go home?
Well, don't tell that to Eddie. Eddie will already be clicking off as we're talking.
No show today? Okay, see you guys.
There we Oh, God.
Classic
Oh, here we
Eddie.
go.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Steve.
High
What's
energy
up?
today.
Yeah.
Speak up, please. I'm having fun recording anyways.
All right, all right. Here we go. That's always my fault.
Ah, yeah, nobody blamed you.
What, Eddie? What are you talking about?
You having a good morning?
Not really. But, you know, we got to be here. Yeah, here we go.
What was that?
Look who's talking with you. You're the worst at everything going on. Phones, alarms.
Here goes Steve on the attack.
I do something accidentally. What the hell is that?
You just asked a question, what man. Man.
Oh, hello, Andrew Thomas. Look at I'm gonna start this out right. Andrew Thomas, who are you here to see today? I'm just curious.
Eddie.
Just curious for the hell of it. You here to see Eddie? You here to see Alyssa. Alberto? Alyssa. Myself, Alyssa, or somebody else? You let me know.
Alyssa's on her way. Don't worry.
Oh, is that an Alyssa person? Or I thought maybe it was going to be the guest that they're looking forward to seeing.
He's the president of the Alyssa fan club.
Oh, is it? Andrew Thomas? I didn't know that. Andrew Thomas, you're an Alyssa liker? Not liquor, liker.
He would liquor too, probably.
Yeah, probably.
We'd all would.
Alyssa's probably watching right now, all happy and excited. Hello, Aaron Ignacio. Ignacio. Isn't that a Spanish name, Eddie?
Yes. It's long. Usually, Ignacio, they call him Nacho for short.
Ah.
The heck was...
Oh, there we go. Look at. I can't do nothing on this show wrong, but you guys can do all kinds of shit.
No, I just wonder who that was. I thought it was Eddie again.
That was you.
Who, me?
Wasn't that you?
I don't think so.
Okay, here we go.
I hear nothing.
Here's what we're doing today, guys.
We know who it was.
Okay, hello, Nacho. Nacho Bill Grandi. So, Nacho, huh?
Yeah, Ignacio
is that okay to call somebody a nacho?
I assume if they like it, you know.
Not a nacho, but nacho.
Oh, is that politically correct or?
Yes,
it's not.
Ignacio. Nacho is short for Ignacio.
Okay.
At least
I just want to make sure our show is on the up and up, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't want to be canceled out of this all this time.
Okay, here's what's going on, guys. We're going to have a show today together. All right.
Yeah, sausage fest.
We put a lot of hard work into this show.
Oh, look at Eddie's face.
What's wrong with you, Eddie? What's wrong with you?
Rolling
his eyes.
Do you
understand what's going on here?
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're all tired,
Steve,
Eddie.
Eddie, don't you understand what's going on? Steve has blue balls.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't. I do not. Eddie, yes. My balls aren't blue. Okay?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is okay. People that are watching and listening on the podcast, we do have a guest booked to come on.
And, we promised, and they promised.
Thanks. Yeah, like you said, we promised, making it worse. Now, here's the deal. I'll be straight up. They may show up, and they may not. I'm not going to beat around the bush, Eddie, and get tangled up in a big ball of lies.
That's right. Yeah, it's not.
Trying to, you know, they may show up and they may not, but we did our part by booking the person and you know, promoting them and all that good stuff. So I know some of you were tuning in to see the guest, Becca Baldwin, and I hope she shows up, and she may not though, and
she might be watching right now laughing.
Well, we have to let the people that listen to us know there's people that know her that want to come on and watch her interview, and if she doesn't show up, we see the comments. Where's the guest? Where's so and so? Where's this?
You deal with that, Steve.
I know, but that's why I'm getting it out of the way now, so we can continue our show.
Sound like a commercial. Where's the beef?
And you know, I'm glad you're in a good mood today. Joking.
I'm always in a good mood.
You want me to put you on the big screen by yourself so you can do your stand up?
No.
Not today.
You know, why don't we call a certain guest back, you know, back from the past?
Ooh, have her
on. No. A certain favorite, Eddie's favorite. We'll see how much of a good mood he is after that.
Leo? Oh,
God. What?
I posted videos. I don't want to say a name.
I posted videos.
A certain Christmas guest.
Oh, yeah. Let's get. You want me to give her a call? Hold on here. Let me just invite her right now. Hey, that's what we do best here.
We improvise.
When something falls through, we improvise. Hey. I'm gonna get a hold of her.
Hey, when something falls through, we beat up on Eddie.
She's probably teaching a class.
Teaching her man.
She'll see my text and she's gonna go, "Oh, the MT5 show wants to see what I'm doing," and then we're gonna bring up the past.
Let's see where she is. I'm gonna send her.
You know what? Just send a link to everyone. We'll see who bites.
I'm gonna send her a link. Watch them both show up.
You know what? Let's just have a wild show. Just put the link on the chat and let's see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? We have a guest to come in. We don't know if she's coming in today. But what we're gonna do?
I just need to know, Steve. Do you know how to kick somebody off the stream?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you?
No, I don't have control of it.
Why? Like if somebody's coming on and they're
they go
they're,
a little crazy.
They get
all okay. We have like what was that Showtime at the Apollo? We got to get the hook or something, pull them off.
So what do we call this? Open show or
Showtime at the MT5 show?
Show. Okay. Hey, it's open mic or I don't know if
open mic.
Well, for the podcasters, you can't come on because we're gonna put the link on our live stream. And if you want to just pop in on the show, I don't care. Okay, we'll pop in. I don't care.
Look at Eddie. He's like, why'd I show up today?
I guess if I put it in the comment box, will it be able to? Can you see if you can punch it and get in? Or
yeah, I'll try.
All right, there it is.
YouTube or so Facebook?
It's just the StreamYard to be a guest. Straight up guest, Eddie.
Yeah, whoever wants to come on.
Yeah. They'll pop up in the waiting room, and anybody that's watching the stream that wants to just pop in on the show, unannounced, that link is in the comment box. It says StreamYard.com. Just click it, come to our waiting room, and we'll put you on the show. You want to chit chat with us a little bit? That's cool with us. You got any questions about the guest that should be here that's not? We'll answer them for you. Whatever you want. Alberto, don't pop in here. We don't want to see you in the righty room. I see him smiling. Oh, jeez.
There I am.
Okay, we got a guest. We got a guest that popped up. Okay, hey, so I guess it works.
So we know the link works.
Okay. So everybody, that we put the link in the comment box. If you want to pop in on the show, just click it, and we'll bring you on.
You might have to do a little couple extra steps, but it's kind of easy. If I could figure it out.
I wish Alyssa was here. That's what I wish.
Why can't she just come on from work?
I don't know. I'm very.
You're discombobulated.
You know what?
You're not angry. You're just.
Yeah, it's almost a mix of sexual frustration.
Blue balls.
No, because I took care of that yesterday. I went to bed.
You're disappointed.
You have blue balls.
Yeah,
today.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, and when I get disappointed, it reminds me of like. Sex that I need. Does that make sense? It's something I want and I'm not getting. I need to have my way, Eddie.
You're deprived.
I think I'm hurt. I think I'm very hurt today. And
finally, a woman hurt him.
It happens.
We go all out to pamper our guest. And you might want to think we're going to keep this behind the scenes, but I can't do that.
Man, we were promoting her all from the weekend, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, we went all out with her.
I had to disable my notifications. I got so tired of it.
Oh, here we go. Well, thank you for sprinkling a little fucking salt on Eddie's wound.
Oh, now it's Eddie's wound.
All right. Anybody wants to come on, the link is in the comment box. If you just want to pop on in the show and just say hi or something, ask us a question. Come on in. I'm going to put it one more time. I don't know if the YouTubers can get it from here, but there we go. One more time, because I know people are going to go, where's the link? Where's the link?
No, it's not on YouTube.
Oh, it's not? Okay, well, YouTuber, I don't...
There you go. I can post it on there. I can post it on there.
Okay. So YouTubers, if you're watching right now and you want to come on the show, just to say how do, or you got a complaint or whatever, just come on in and come to the waiting room and we'll let you in. Eddie, this is getting out of control. This has thrown the show into orbit right now.
Let's get to the subjects.
Okay, let's go. Okay, since we're all riled up right now, we're going to talk about road rage.
You're riled up.
Yes, and road rage seems to be something that's going to be this kind of topic. Okay.
Yo, be careful now, on the road. Steve might be out later on today.
No, I'm cool with it. Okay, now I have an incident with Maggie, okay?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. That I cannot handle. I cannot handle. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. When we're in the car together, she's flipping people off who are doing this wrong, doing this, you know, I'm in the
car. She seems like such a nice gal.
Yeah, well, you know what? She's doing all this. I'm in the car, and I'm like,
you know what?
What do you do? I'm supposed to get out and fight everybody
I think that's it. I think she goes, you know, she's probably figuring, you know, if shit goes down, you have to get out.
I got my man with me.
Then the other day she comes home, right? She drops Kenny off, right? He's out of here. I'm like, what the heck? Kenny, what happened? Oh, I don't know. Somebody flipped her off. And I go, where's she going? She's going back to confront him. What do you mean she's going back to confront him?
You know what?
But yeah, he pulled over into some Office Depot or some shit. And I'm all, you're telling me she jammed out of this house to run to the Office Depot to go toe to toe with some dude?
You know what?
Yeah, I guess. What are you asking me, Dad?
You gotta.
You're the only one here.
Take away your social media. I think she's watching too many of those videos. You know, women around slapping men. You know, so you gotta show her the ones where they get punched out. You know, this is what's gonna happen to you.
That's what I told her. I go. Come here for a second. Can I talk to you? I go. What are you thinking? You're gonna go. What are you gonna do? I was gonna go pour Minute Maid all over his car. I go, okay, you're going to drive all the way, try to find him, see if he's still at this Office Depot, and you're going to pour orange juice all over the hood of his car.
Use breaking
fluid.
What if
he comes out? What if he comes out and sees you? Well, I'll run in the store. Oh, like he's going to let you run by him to go in the store to get home.
Well, you know, I think she's smart because she knows, you know, if all she has to do is start screaming and, you know, 10 guys will show up out of nowhere and defend her, even though she's in the wrong.
She says, I'll call you.
What do you guys think about when somebody does something to you, cut you off and get you upset, do you retaliate, whether you're flipping off or you maybe you go behind them and tailgate them or what have you? Are you just kind of let it go?
I flip them off, but not like
I let it go. It's not worth it.
I flip them off, but not like at the window. I maybe like underneath, you know, like fuck you, motherfucker. Okay. You know, I vent.
So you do it, you do it behind closed doors.
I vent, but I don't let them know.
OK, so you don't do it where they can see it.
No.
Okay, I thought we were gonna have.
I'm not a fighter. Okay, I don't want to get in a confrontation.
Okay, so we got Alberto's take. He doesn't want to get in a confrontation, which is good. Eddie, why do you not do it? You said it's not worth it. Why is it not worth it?
Because it's not worth you getting upset over something as someone cutting you off. If as long as you're okay and nothing happened, you know, let it go. It's not worth it because you never know what. You never know what other people are thinking.
I mean, you saw this guy with the Tesla who would get out and like a bat or a stick or something, start smashing other people's cars. You know, you don't know who's behind the other wheel. So, you know, you just
that's what I told Maggie. I go, let's say you finished what you wanted to do, right? You go to Office Depot, you pour orange juice all over it. I don't even know why she's going to pour orange juice. So she wants to pour orange juice on his hood. Say you go and you drive away and he comes out and he's all, damn it. And so he follows you all the way home and shoots me.
You know what? I think she's trying to get you. I think she wants you gone.
Yeah.
Just tell her, you know what? Let's get divorced.
Road rage. Anybody out there listening ever been in a road rage where you actually... You pulled over and you got out and you were ready to throw down because you're so mad. And the other person actually said, fuck it. I'm getting out too. Let's finish this right here. Because people are, I get it. People are dicks on the road sometimes and I get it. But you never know these days. It's not like the old days. You get out and if you fist fight or, you know, they pull out with a bat or a gun or
a knife.
You know?
You just never know what's going through people's minds at the time. I mean...
Now, bro, I don't know. He said he gets mad and stuff, but he hides behind something and flips him off and
underneath my console or whatever, you know. Not
why I even do that.
Yeah.
That's like hitting somebody in the back of the head and then you run behind the teacher.
No, because they don't know I hit him. They don't know I flipped him off.
You could hit him and run and then the other person
doesn't know.
Yeah, well, I
know people who will honk and flip off people like straight up their double barrel, you know. And I go to him, what are you doing? I mean, you don't know who that person is.
Have you ever cut off somebody? And then, like, what do you do if you cut off somebody by accident, not on purpose? Just,
I'll go. Sorry.
Yeah, I think a couple days ago, I have road rage.
Yeah. Why would I do that on purpose unless I'm a jerk?
Yeah.
Why would I go and do that to somebody? It just doesn't make sense.
You know what I like to do? And this is, I don't want to say road rage. I just, you know, whenever I'm looking back in my mirror and I see somebody like swerving and going off fast, and let's say there's only two lanes, like I'll get next to the car next to me so they can't go around.
Oh, you slow. You make sure they can't get by.
But then,
if there's a car in the other lane, like, and they try to go.
Like you look behind you, you see the cars fast and like swerving around.
Yeah, trying to get by.
You know, just try to block. And not even for a long time. Maybe like for 30 seconds, and then just slow down. They zoom on by wherever they have to go.
Start brake checking them.
I'll be in one lane. I'll be in one lane. They'll be behind me, and I see them wanting to get over to the other side because. Mm. There's a car, but it's kind of ahead on my right side. So they'll get over to the right side and they'll start speeding up so they can get ahead of me. So I'll fucking punch it so I get side to side next to that other guy so there's no way he can get around.
I hate the guys.
Or she.
I hate the guys. You know the street where I live on. You know how sometimes it's three lanes, but sometimes there's parking and then like other parts are not. And then like they go all the way to the far right to try to get around traffic.
Yes.
Here's the one thing that pisses me off. There's this one, it's a three-lane road, Eddie. And it's three lanes, and then you get to this one intersection, and it's the far right is not a right turn only lane. It's you can go straight or you can turn. Mm-hmm. And there's been so many times that, you know, there's one car in the middle lane parked, and I'm following one car, and they're getting to the red light, and they turn right into that right lane and just stay there for the whole red light, and I need to turn. And whenever, especially at dark, when it's dark, like as soon as, you know, they go and before I make the turn, I flash my high beams at them and then just make the turn.
I thought you're not supposed to do that. That's a sign that you're...
I'm a game maker?
If you flash your high beams, that means if anybody sees that, they come kill you.
What happens is that is that you have gang members in a car at night without their lights on, and then you see them, you flash your high beams, you know, like you would warn somebody, hey, you need to turn on your lights, and then you know they chase you down and kill you, you know, whatever the new guy who wants to join the gang. But they've proven that as a urban legend.
Oh, so it's not a real deal.
I'm not saying it never happened, but I think that to the extent that every time you see a car without lights on, it's civic for the gangbangers.
Sometimes when I'll see that and I just, you know, you don't have your lights on, so I'm not gonna, because I remember that.
I got pissed off at that one motorcyclist, all black, no light on in the middle of the night. I'm like, what the hell, driving, and blasting that thing as fast as possible.
A lot of people, you know, can see that there's anger in these two here because we were talking about road rage, and we don't know nothing about that shit. And then look at, they're all coming out with
I'm the only one who's sorry.
Men in black.
I just don't do it, I try to follow, you know, don't not follow people too close or not.
Yeah, just
I know Eddie. Eddie
just
does the right thing.
Just, give yourself your time, okay? And you know.
Yeah, give yourself time. You know, don't be.
No, and what it's, you know, it's whatever. My mom sees somebody driving fast, you know, they have to go claim an inheritance. So, like, what's your? I mean, unless you have your pregnant wife in the car, and you know, you got to get her to the hospital.
Yeah, unless you're.
You know what? Just don't be dicks, okay?
Take your time.
God damn, don't have to be mean to people. If it's a traffic jam and you're behind somebody and you're honking at them, flipping them off because you can't get by, but nobody else in the whole street can't get by, what do you want them to do?
In a standstill?
Fly away?
I'm just saying, don't go into the far right lane. Let people turn.
That's even a worse thing. Say you're in on a boulevard, right? There's three lanes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All three lanes are packed. You can't go left, right. You can't go nowhere. It's a standstill. And you got some jackass behind you honking the horn. It's for you to move.
Or the freeway, you know, you're in a traffic jam and you're beep, 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 motherfucker. Come on. Like, You can see around. It's a, you know, it, or when they like take it on you personally. I had one thing happen to me one time going to Vegas. I'm in the fast lane and I'm behind this one of those little small cars. And I have to like slow down, and then the person behind me, they're flashing their high beams at me like, yo, hurry up.
Well, you do drive slow.
No, I don't.
Oh, you drive fast now?
Well, you said I drive recklessly, you know. You know,
well,
crashing,
now
crashing
after a while, when he first started, when he first got his car, yeah, we were going, damn, we were going about 8 miles an hour.
We were
like,
not.
Damn, what if you're not going to get to the mall for about 3 days?
I drive the speed limit. Thank you, Eddie.
I got to hear all satellite radio from the ride from my house to the mall. I heard every song that could be played.
Yeah, you got jealous. I got satellite radio.
I wasn't jealous. I was just like, damn, I could have just took an 8 hour nap.
Well, I'm sorry. Next time you drive, you know, I guess no, we make it there in 5 minutes.
It's different now.
I drive the same.
Okay, look at here. So road rage is no good.
Share the road, people.
No good.
You know what is good though? Roadhead. Okay. Now that's something that's good. That's something that's.
You know what? I hope Maggie gives you that every time she puts your life in danger.
Now see.
I just have one question: is she the one driving when she's flipping off people, or are you driving?
Well, when I'm in the car, I'm driving and she's doing all the flipping off. But when I'm not in the car, I don't know what the hell. She's coming in, blasting through the house. I'll be right back. I go, where are you going?
I'm going to go find that guy who cut you off.
Don't even say anything. She just leaves the front door open, the screen door. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm asking my son. He's telling me this stuff. And, oh, yeah, if somebody flipped her, she's going to get him. What are you going to get him? So, yeah, Dad, what are you asking me for? I don't know. Mom, well, you're the only one here.
You need to buy a gun, too. You ever walking out with a shotgun?
Yeah. Damn. So I'm sitting here going, okay, now I got to sit here and wait.
Wait for the call for the police.
Yeah. See what's going
on. We need you to come identify a body.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
well, anything to get away from you, I guess.
I go, don't do that no more, please. Don't. just let it go.
Yeah, it's over. You know,
just let it go.
I can't imagine like either even chasing somebody or going back.
I don't even, you know what? I'm sorry I even brought it up. But this whole show has got me all it's got me just I don't even know what the word to use.
At least you dropped off your son first.
Yeah,
then she had the nerve to say that. Well, I did drop Kenny off, and I go, oh, okay, well, that makes it all better.
She's like, he's your problem now. Actually, I will say,
anyway,
I remember one time
I don't think there would be there wouldn't be no road rage if there was road head.
More road head, less road rage.
That's right. Nobody would be mad if they were getting head on the road.
Nope. I sure wouldn't be.
Oh, wait a minute here. Because, I don't know. That's just dumb. Why do you have to be mad on the road? You're driving a big old weapon.
That's right.
Actually, I will say one time I did chase down somebody, but...
chasing down?
Somebody cut me off. It was like late at night.
Louie?
No. And, but the thing was, he was in front of me, but he was going like the same way down the same street all the way, made the turn that I had to make. And it was like a very like deliberate cutoff, and I think they were kind of worried that I was going to do something, but in the end, I think they took a turn before I got home. So, and you know, I wonder sometimes.
So you were actually chasing somebody, and they were running from you?
It wasn't so much a chase. I was just right behind them, like I stayed in the lane behind them.
Oh my god! See,
but I mean, they were in no danger for me because I wasn't going to do anything. I was more worried about them. I'm like waiting for them to get out. Like I was
chasing them down.
It wasn't that much of a chase. They were just going the same way.
Now, what the hell are you doing chasing people? Who do you think you are?
It wasn't so much a chase. It was like I just followed. But they went down. They went down the same way I went. And like, I do worry that sometimes.
You just happen to be following them. You just happen to be going the same way they were going.
It doesn't happen to you. Like, you know, you get behind a car and all of a sudden, you know, they make a turn and you have to turn that street.
How far did this go on? Like 50 miles?
Yeah, a mile.
Oh, can you make it sound like you chased him down all the way
from La Mirada? Yeah, I chased him across the country.
I do remember one time it was with my dad. We were coming home and something happened and the guy followed us home and my dad came in, went and got his gun.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a friend who said that too, that I guess they were chasing him, and he drove that down to his neighborhood and, you know, parked, and the guy got out and all his homies were around. And all of a sudden, the guy was surrounded by like a bunch of guys. He had to run for his life. And like I said, that's too. I mean, why don't go chasing? I mean, you don't know. You know what? Like, Maggie, you know, goes after this guy, you know, maybe, you know, he has like, you know, three women friends, you know, they don't mind pounding Maggie into the concrete.
You just don't know. I mean, you could be a big badass, but you can't. If somebody, you can be a big old bodybuilder, come out, and you're gonna whoop somebody, and somebody little spindly old guy come out with the gun and blow you away.
Gun, just never know.
It's a brave new world, so don't.
I mean, one time I think we were young, we were in high school.
I like how nobody has no issues with.
I like that you have no issues.
We didn't follow anybody.
Ned Flanders
over
here.
Hold on, Eddie. Wait a minute. We went from you guys going, I don't know, never have been in any situations.
No,
I don't do that.
Yeah, because it doesn't really matter.
I myself do not do it, but I have been.
In the court. You're not in court.
It doesn't really matter. You know, just.
God, you know, damn.
It's like your old thing about, you know, if I ever left something on the grocery shelf, you know, like, I don't remember.
Look at Mr. I Follow Somebody. We did left, right turns and went in a circle, went in a cul-de-sac.
One turn, then he made a turn on his street and I kept going down the street.
Oh, now it comes out. You made it sound like you were chasing somebody. No. A minute ago, you were chasing somebody like you were Brutus from Popeye.
You know, I leave it up to the audience. They heard my words too. So, you know, this Steve right here, you know, you say something, he adds like a whole bunch of layers on top, you know.
You said you were chasing somebody. But you said you weren't going to do nothing. You were just chasing him.
It would sound like a chase, but I was just, we were going the same way, so I was right behind him. God. You make it more than that okay. It sounds to be.
Let Mr. Eddie, who is Mr. Eddie, go ahead. You were gonna
One day, Eddie and his friends were in a car with no headlights, and somebody flashed them.
It wasn't really a road rage. It was, we drove into the wrong neighborhood and started throwing.
What do you mean? How do you just roll into a wrong neighborhood?
Sometimes it happens.
You're lost. We didn't have.
Okay, so what's a wrong neighborhood to you? Like Watts or something?
We went down the street and people started throwing beer bottles at us at the car.
By the way, that question was Steve's only and does not reflect the M25 show or Eddie or Alberto.
Okay, I meant Compton or something like that. Is that
bad? Once again, that question was Eddie and Steve's only and does not reflect Eddie or Alberto or the M25 show.
We were in a bug, but no.
You're in a bug. How many people? Like six?
The clown car.
Four of us. And no seats, you know, we had milk crates of seats and stuff.
Milk crates?
Where were you going, to buy weed or something?
No.
We were just... What are you doing?
I think we were going to a party or we were...
Somebody just decided, let's throw beer bottles at this bug?
I guess.
Oh, man. Somebody was probably flipping people off out of the window, you didn't know.
Maybe.
I wasn't driving, though.
I wasn't driving. There was someone else driving, but... Like I said, the car had no seats. We had milk crates of seats.
Sliding around.
The beer bottle probably did that better. Made the car more valuable.
Too much. Okay. Excuse me. Your man has $50. She has $200. Mm-hmm. Y'all go out to dinner, and the bill is $46.78. Who pays?
The man.
Okay, Alberto.
Whoever asked the other person to dinner.
Did you just answer the question?
Well, that's a question. The person who asked the other person out.
Don't think outside the box. Just listen to the question.
I know.
Everybody wants to think outside the box. We never do this. Okay, your man has $50 in his wallet. Okay. The girl has $200. You both go out to dinner, and the bill is $46.78. Who pays?
Man.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter if you have it on your phone, Alberto. I'm asking a question.
The person who asked the other person to dinner.
That's not the question. That's not...
Okay. Okay, that's so who pays. Okay, so you guys want to you want to dissect this thing? Okay, let's say the girl asked the guy out.
Okay, then pays? She pays.
What if the guy asks out and he says, pays. "Oh shit, I only have 50 big ones. I don't have enough for the tip." What is he gonna leave? Fucking a nickel for the tip?
Just walk out. Change. Oh.
What date is this? Wait, as long as Steve's wife's not the waitress, because you know she'll chase him down.
There we go. Okay, well, Eddie, let's say she asks you out. Okay, who pays?
Me personally, I would pay.
It's a whole different.
Yeah, it's a whole. I would still pay,
even though she pulls her wallet out just for the heck of it, and accidentally, like a couple grand falls out.
Unless
you,
offered,
you only have $50 left to your name.
Unless she offered to pay, I would.
But okay, let's say you have $50 to last you for the next 6 months. Okay,
damn,
that's to pay rent, pay utilities.
I would say no.
And her wallet, you see a big old wad of $100 bills.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
What if she looks at you and goes, "You know, you are the man."
You know, at that point, you're stupid to be asking people out to dinner, okay?
You have no business asking anybody to dinner.
Hey, you still trying to be romantic. Who says you need money to be in love?
They just take her to dinner, the park.
You're not inviting her to the park or something.
There we go.
What do you mean?
You're asking her to dinner.
To the park for a date.
Well, if you don't have money, let's go take a walk or
look at the ducks.
I never asked somebody to go out on a walk.
Or get an elote or something.
Well, yeah, you may have enough money to buy a couple then. What is that noise?
I don't know.
Is that you, Eddie?
I didn't hear anything.
Now he can't hear. But he can hear me when something goes wrong over here.
It's probably his frozen margarita machine, you know, ready to go.
I wish I had one of those.
Let me see here.
Anyways, we also need to finish off that meme, that part where the lady goes, "The real question is, why would I be dating a guy with $50?" And the guy,
yes,
some guy responds, "Because the guys with money go for all the hot ladies."
Why would I be dating a guy with $50? Unbelievable.
Well, money's, I don't know. If I had $50, mm-hmm, and that's all I had, right? And I was willing to spend it on some woman that I'm into, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, but you got to pick. I mean, you got to pick where you go. You don't take her to, like.
Well, where are you going to take her for $50, Eddie? You're not going to.
You can go to McDonald's, or you can go to.
Oh, well, see, I don't think it.
Well, this is when you go that down to like 7-Eleven or AMPM. You know, get a couple of burgers, and then and then you go to the park.
How about this? We take her out to dinner, right?
We?
Our the man takes her out to dinner. He only has $50. He knows it, but he really likes the girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's in his mind, of course, he's got to pay because he asked her out. Well, say the bill comes and it's only $46.78. So you know you got to leave a tip too, right?
Just leave everything
so
else.
So you got to be a man and say, "Oh man, I don't have enough for the tip." And she's like, "Oh, I'll get it." And you see her pull out a wad of hundreds. She's looking. She's like, "Fuck, I don't even have a 5 or 10.
She goes, "I have to go to the cashier and break this."
Yeah, and then would you be flattered, Eddie, if she left the tip?
Yeah.
Would you say, "That's my woman right there"?
I'd say, "Oh, thank you. I'll get it next time."
Or do you think she should have paid she should have said, "Oh, that's all you have? I'll tell you what. Let me pay for the bill. You get the next one."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would appreciate it, but if she.
But you know,
okay,
you know,
somebody
she,
to ask.
You know, she's all her girlfriends.
Perfect person to ask is Cynthia is on the line. Mm-hmm. Cynthia, I wish you'd come on because I'm having a bad day today. Not that I want to hear you put me down.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say it'll probably get worse.
Cynthia, what do you think about this? You and a man go out on a date. The man has $50. You have $200. You have $200. The bill is $46.78. Who pays for the bill? You with the 200 big ones or him with the 50 big ones?
With the 50 small ones.
It is, some girls would do it, though. And you're right. You shouldn't really ask somebody out. But if you do, you should say, "Hey, you know what? I really like you, but I only have..." That's kind of hard to do, too. Say, "I only have $50 to take you out." So
you gotta come up with a good lie, you know. You know, my car just broke down. Sorry, I'm kind of light
Cynthia
right now.
Cynthia wants to know how long you've been going out or dating.
Our first date.
How long? It's a first date.
First date.
How do you see this? I don't even see that.
I see it.
You making shit up, Eddie?
No.
All it says is "What's up?" and "Me too, Steve." Oh, unless my thing froze.
It's right there. I see it.
Oh, maybe I'm not getting it. Hold on. Let me see here.
On a first date, but on a first date, you gotta have some money on the first date, you know?
Here it is. Yeah, I'll get it and then dump him. Oh, boy.
and tell our friends, you know, don't go out with that loser.
No second date on Cynthia.
Well, okay. Well, shit. Well, okay. What if this guy is beautiful, Cynthia? Let's say it's me, and then you know, gorgeous guy sitting on the end of the table,
chapstick coming
with no money,
and you know beneath that table he's got something riding in his pants.
Chapstick.
You know, if you do things the right way, you're gonna get lucky. What do you do?
I wouldn't show up.
You do a dine and dash us and get the hell out of there. Leave me sitting to do dishes.
No, what do they do? They have a friend call them or something, and they go, "Oh, I gotta leave. It's an emergency."
A rescue phone call.
I gotta go. I'll be right back. I gotta use the restroom. Oh my gosh! So Cynthia, what's going on with you? Our guest fell through today. You're welcome to come on the stream if you'd like to come say hi. If not, you can talk to us through the comments. I know some people get a little, don't want to come in live. I even sent a link to Richard, and he's another one. He ignores me. He ignores me. He says, just buy some beer, go to the park, and drink it in your car. Perfect date.
Careful.
Okay, ladies, would that be okay if a guy took you out on a first date and he's all, I'm going to pick you up, take you somewhere nice. So he picks you up, got you look in the back. Say he's driving a truck and he's got a cab in it, right? And you look in the back and there's a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon, right?
And an air mattress.
And an air mattress. And he takes you to a park.
Echo Park.
Yeah, he takes you to Echo Park where there's a lake. And you sit in front of the lake and drink Pabst Blue Ribbon all day.
And then to the back with the mattress.
Oh my gosh. I would, but I have to get ready for work. Oh boy.
Who was that, Cynthia or Richard?
Cynthia.
Oh.
All right. Well, she almost came on.
See, I'm with Richard. If you don't have money, you just go
to
the park.
You can have a picnic in the park.
Yeah, you can have a picnic in the park. Buy a bucket of...
fried chicken.
Buy a bucket of chicken.
Oh, here we go. There we go. We're going to get some rude mail.
I knew that was going to activate Steve.
Or a Little Caesar's pizza or something.
There we go. You already messed it up.
$5 for a hot and ready.
They're not $5 no more.
They're not
$5.99.
You'll get her hot and ready.
Let me see. We might have somebody here.
Okay.
We are talking. What are we? Okay, dates.
Dates.
Okay. So what's wrong? Okay. So if you go to Little Caesars, buy a $5 pizza, and a 12-pack of beer. And you pick a girl up on a date. Do you think she'd be okay with that, or do you think she would be like, "Man, this guy's ghetto"?
Well, you better
be
a good.
Some girls like beer. Some girls like pizza and beer.
Yeah, but Eddie, on a first date, you're telling me
on the first date
she might be on the phone before you pick her up and go, "Mom, this guy gonna take me out on a date? I'm all dressed up in a nice dress. I put some nice panties on, and I'm ready to go. I think I like this one." And you roll up with a case of beer and a Little Caesar.
This will be the one. This is the one.
Okay, let's say it's not Pabst Blue Ribbon. Let's say it's, what's another one? Lucky Liger?
An IPA.
You're rolling hard, huh? Yeah. You got a Little Caesars and an IPA, huh?
That's a $50 right there.
Oh, she likes, Cynthia likes IPA all the way. Well, how many IPA, can you buy a case of beer and a Little Caesar pizza and still have some money for gas?
Yeah.
Are you going to have to ask your date? Hey, the you IPA. A few bucks for gas?
Well, how big of a case? Like a 12-pack or something?
Well, IPAs, like, I don't know. Well, it depends how much you drink. If you're a boozer.
Cynthia says she's already had a date like that. Sounds like a date I've had before.
Oh, boy. So what, Cynthia's what, been at the Echo Park with the Little Caesar pizza and some IPAs?
Well, Cynthia, what happened to the guy?
Did the guy ask you to chip in for gas or?
Did they had to push the car?
Jump started. Oh. Push the jump started.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, when dates go wrong.
Yeah, when they go wrong, they go wrong.
You know what? I the only date I ever did something where I look back and it was cool back then. But when I think about it and go, man, that was pretty nutty. It says I took a girl to the movies, right? To the drive-in, and I snuck her in the back. I had a truck, right? So I told her, and I had a mattress back. I go, just get under the mattress and I'll drive. I'll pay for me and I'll get in and we'll stay for two movies. And we got in and, you know, we laughed about it later. We talked about it like a few years back, but I did that before. And I didn't think that was back in the day when we were young. Where she was like, yeah, I'll get in there. Of course. Like, she was game too. It wasn't like, what are you talking about? Take me home.
Car before?
Huh?
Wasn't it, they charged one price for the whole car before?
Not this one we went to.
Oh, okay.
It was a piece.
Yeah.
But they had some where you pay for the car load, but not that driving.
Oh. So you spent the rest on popcorn?
No, we just drank. We had beer. We just drank and got buzzed and watched movies.
Then you drove home. Wow. And you say I'm a menace on the road.
Here we go. Mr. I follow people around.
Yeah, exactly.
In my car. Road rage.
At least I'm sober.
Oh, gosh. You know what? At least I tell the truth.
So do I.
I was trying to get somebody to come on here that we all know.
Stefania?
No. Somebody from the Empire. What do you call it?
Will?
No.
Will or Nick?
Nope. A female.
Dave's coming back.
Oh, Will?
Oh, Will? Yeah, I text him too. I know. You know, you can't count on that guy. Yes, can. I mean, I like him. I like him. He's funny as fuck.
Well, he's donated his bone marrow.
You just can't count on him. He's sick, Eddie. He's always weak. He gives his bone marrow away, his blood, his plasma, everything.
You know what? Let's just do a GoFundMe for him, you know, so he can...
He's aging fast,
He has cam girls to support.
Yeah, that guy's all white-haired and white beard now.
That has to be a side effect of all that donating.
He's younger than all of us, Eddie, and looks like Uncle Sam. And not too long ago, he had jet black hair and... Oh man, I guess that does that to you, huh? Worrying a lot. Where you're going to get your ducks?
No, not that worry. I think it's just the nutrients being drained out of his body. And all for what? For I think it is time for the intervention.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me see. Okay.
Isn't he getting a raise?
I really don't give a shit. It's not helping. Not helping us out.
The real question is: are the cam girls getting a raise?
No, that means he's getting another girlfriend because he'll have a few more bucks every week, right? So he can pick up another girl.
And by girl, we mean cam girls, not...
Cam girl, yes.
Remember when the time he was telling that one girl, this is how much I spent on them? Like trying to impress the girl?
He's still spending the same amount, Alberto.
Probably more.
I know he had to, when his hours were kind of cut, he had to drop a couple.
Oh.
So he's all, I had to break up with a couple of my girlfriends. Like, what do you mean break up with a couple of your girlfriends? He thinks they're really his girlfriends.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, you know,
I
mean, which one should I leave? He's now telling me, like, okay, this one, she's into this.
He's showing you pictures?
Yeah, he's all, look at, you know, she's really cute, and I really like her, but no, I can't support this one.
You know what? He should come on here. We'll do, like, a reverse love connection. Like, who do you break up with?
I think he just needs to date a real girl that he can be with.
Not even that.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
He just needs to quit OnlyFans. I mean,
if he quit whatever he does, he would have a new car.
Yeah.
He would have his own place. He can buy a hair dye or whatever the hell he wants.
His hair will go back to black, you know, once he started stops donating. It's marrow.
Just for men. I probably would turn back to normal colors. Probably all stressed out.
How much is one of those cami girls?
I'll have to depends how much you want to give her.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Or how much? Or how much you want from her?
Cynthia, everybody is addicted to things, and I get it. But Cynthia, you got to see this. Well, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put up a picture of a before and after of Will once he discovered cam girls. There's nothing wrong with it. I told him, hey,
we need.
Why don't you do it once or twice a month? You don't have to do it every day. He blows what about a grand a month?
Dang.
And I'm like, dude, okay, look, can't you just get off once a week?
On your own?
Be a Friday. Pay.
Tell him to get off on his own.
Well, he doesn't want to. He's already addicted, Eddie.
Yeah, we need to take him to the park with a pizza.
The guy does, when I see him, he's always starving, and I'm like, dude, what the hell you can't even buy yourself a little pie or something, or a pack of bologna?
No, my eighth girlfriend needs a
Lunchable, huh?
He's over there, his mouth's watering while we're eating and stuff, and I'm like, oh man, so I give him some food, and I'm like, dude.
Oh no.
Buy him a drink, and like, oh man, you gotta stop this, Will.
No, you gotta stop that, man. What is that? You're enabling him.
Look, I'm all for getting off with a chick. I'm all for it. If you want to do that route with somebody, hey, do it once in a while. You know, but you know, he's dropping money like he's Rockefeller or something. He's not Rockefeller, that's for sure.
He's Hugh Hefner.
He's not even.
You know what I worry? Imagine if he won like the lottery one day. He has like all of a sudden he has like $100 million.
Oh God, he'd be broke in a week.
Man, becoming the next day. Man, I got 3,000 girlfriends now.
It depends on how much he won.
Let's say he won the $2 billion, the biggest one there is. He'd have about 1,000 girlfriends.
He's probably
Steve. I don't know what to do. How do I take care of all?
You know,
these
he's
girls?
Probably he's probably the guy suing the winner. You know, I'm the real winner. Give me that money. I got cam girls to impress.
What is that noise? Is that you, Alberto?
I don't think it's me.
Look, everybody does have their. Is it addiction or a fetish? What would you call that? Addiction or a fetish? Both.
As addiction.
I think addiction.
So is it a fetish when you can control it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay. So he needs to turn that addiction into a fetish because I told him he can still do it,
it's the same thing.
Overblow
like,
it.
Just like either drugs or alcohol. Like if you can drink a beer every once in a while, that's fine. That's okay. But you know, when you can't control it, when you're just drinking or just shooting drugs,
it could be both.
Okay,
it says both.
How about this, Cynthia?
A fetish can become an addiction.
Yeah, it can become an addiction.
But like, okay, how about this?
Like,
I gotta...
like Steve's panty fetish, you know? He's breaking into people's houses.
No, wait a minute. That's different. No, I just ask. I ask now, you know? I just say, you know what? I just tell them, hey, can I have your panties?
So right now that's cool. But like, you know,
I'm not going to go pay for them.
Yeah, or
Steve's not spending $1,000 a month on panties.
Yeah, unless Steve started spending $1,000, now it's an addiction. And you know, if he's selling his bone marrow and we see him with white hair.
Wait a minute.
You know, for panties.
No, let's say I would pay for somebody like Cynthia. Let's say I really want her panties bad.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I go, Cynthia, that's my thing. Can I have your underwear? And she said, no. And I'm like, okay. And she says she'll sell them to me. And I want them so bad. I'll buy them off her.
For $100.
But
okay.
It's only one. It's like, you know, hey, I really want her because I desire her. And I just got to know what she smells like. And
but then you start.
I'll pay for that. I'm not going to go and have 50 girls and go, here you go, here
or,
you go.
Or
here
even
you go.
Then you just pay for her every day, you know. Everyone she wears, you got to pay. That's Will level addiction right there.
But I think you can stop after one, right? Or, okay, let's say I got hooked on Cynthia's underwear. Let's just say I got hooked and I have to have them, right?
Penny of the month.
So let's say I just buy them once a month. Day.
Once a month.
Is that's not an addiction, is it?
That's not an addiction.
But if I buy them every day and I say, Cynthia, you need to, every day you send me the dirty ones. Every day. So that's 30 pairs a month.
Yeah,
28 in February, but I'll get over it. now I'm getting trouble.
Every 4 years to get an extra.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Okay. See, I would be able to control it though. That way I know in a month I'm gonna be that excited to have those undies. Right? So I have something to look forward to. Even if I need it and I have to have it, like I gotta wait, I'm gonna wait, because then I'll have that extra explosion. You know what I'm saying? You see, you got to know how to talk to the ladies, Eddie. Hey, Cynthia, so since we're talking about
they're dropping right now as we speak.
wear those things that work all day and climb up the stairs and all that good stuff, and then give me a call.
$100 bill waiting for you. I'll cash under the table.
I started talking about underwears because of Will.
Started talking about addiction.
Oh my gosh, that's heavy. Yeah, I guess you just got to be able to control it, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, I think at this point he just needs help. We need. Like I said, we've. You know, PO you box. Know, it was. You know, now we
should look, I get a PO box?
You know what?
He needs more money.
We look back at it
no,
now.
He doesn't.
You know, but remember back when he had the video game addiction and we were all worried. We didn't know how good he had it back then. When he was waiting for the new video game and you know spending all his money and.
I'd rather him spend his money on video games.
Yeah, I mean he was healthy, black hair and everything. Now look at him.
Oh, Eddie, he looks like a horrible Eddie.
I haven't seen him in a while, so.
When you see him, you're gonna.
You won't recognize him.
You won't recognize him.
He'll come up to you. Hey, Eddie, how you doing? Hey, man, who are you? And then you know he'll walk away.
He's gonna think it's Martin.
Will's gonna walk away. He's gonna look at you and me. Hey, who's that? Well, that was Will.
What?
Why does Cynthia have to say she's going to take a shower? She knows that I can't handle this shit. Why does she say that for? Why, Eddie?
She's got things to do.
Well, I know, but she doesn't have to tell us. She knows I'm going to sit here and think about her nude.
You think about what she looks like in the shower?
Oh, yes. That red hair glowing with the soap.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
The underwear laying right there on the ground out of the shower. Oh, God. Can't take it anymore.
She's probably saying Steve wishes he had these.
She's probably going to start messaging us in the shower.
Oh, she's all, you know what's laying on the outside of the shower, don't you?
You know
dollar
what?
Signs.
You know what? All of a sudden she's going to click the link and just turn off the camera and you just hear the shower going.
Oh, the camera pointed at the underwear on the ground. Oh, jeez. All right. Hey, how about this? Have you ever went to the toilet, right?
Many times.
We've all sat on the toilet. Have you ever sat on the toilet so long, whether you're looking on your phone or whatever, and you're maybe scrolling to social media, or whatever it is you're doing on your phone, and it ends up to be about a half hour, 45 minutes, and you get up, and your legs are all screwed up, and you have to hold on to the sink till your legs get healthy?
I have done that, yes.
Alberto?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. I just yes. You act like somebody's pulling teeth.
Okay. Well, I answered. You didn't hear it, I guess.
What do you do, Eddie, when you get up and it's like that? Do you have to just stay in one spot until like, all the blood gets to where it needs to be?
Start shaking your leg.
You can't do that. I mean, you're on one leg and you're going down.
You try.
The other one gets out, you're in trouble.
Try and shake it out.
What if you start shaking your leg and then the pee starts running down your leg or whatever?
Clean it.
Well, you can't feel it. You don't even know.
You can feel it.
No, your legs are asleep. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's happened before.
Too much. I don't even know what to say, Eddie. Yes, it's happened. I think it's happened to all of us, especially now that it's the age of cell phones.
Yeah, I used to read the newspaper in the bathroom a lot, and then that's when it would happen.
So you'd go through the whole newspaper and then get
up
when you're done?
Most of the time it was a sports section. I'd go to and then when I want to get, what the hell?
When it first happened, did you think something was wrong with you?
Yeah.
Me too. I was like, what is going on with my legs? I thought something was happening to me.
I read a story that I guess some girl who was drunk passed out on the toilet and then was there all night and her, I don't know if they had to cut off her legs or something, but like
she cut off her legs?
It went completely bad. Like, you know, she just lost all circulation.
She lost all circulation. That's possible, I guess.
Okay, Dr. Eddie.
So set an alarm on your clock, on your phone, so you don't fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Oh, she has to. Richard, are you still on here, too? Let me see here. Did you guys hear about the biggest teacher scandal of 2023?
No.
Ohio teacher, 24 years old, fired for OnlyFans account days after principal was fired for signing up for OnlyFans.
He signed up for her account. She got fired. Yeah.
He signed up for OnlyFans to follow an account.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired. Oh. Then they found out that it was a teacher.
Oh, boy.
Weren't they married, I guess? Or
I don't have the story. It says in Ohio, it's a teacher scandal 2023, February 22nd. I don't know. I don't have the article.
I know there was one teacher who was, she was doing her OnlyFans. She was like, she was trying to claim, you know, this is on my own time, but, you know, then they find out she was taking pictures in the classroom and in the school.
Oh, yes. I heard of that. Yes. So, it's not that one. No.
I don't know. I don't know if that was, she was married to the principal or something. And
I guess he was
helping her out. And
she was taking pictures of herself in class?
Not with the kids, you know, after school, you know.
Oh, okay.
On the grounds.
Yeah,
man, they're really getting hard on the OnlyFans, you know. I guess it is.
I could see where it can be like.
Say you work at Target or something, it's okay to have one, right? But if you work at a police station or
a
school, it's just not. They just don't tolerate it.
I don't know if Target would be okay with it, but I mean,
I don't know if. Like, yeah, like I said, you know, if you're not doing it at Target, you know, like, or you're using your Target uniform and part of it.
Yeah, what if you're doing it
but
completely out of work? Of course you're not. Why would you do OnlyFans in a Target shirt? Who the hell's going to want to see that? I want to see nudity, not Target.
I'm saying she can lift it up. You know, she
does. All I'm saying is if I would happen to be on an OnlyFans and paying money, I don't want to see somebody with a Target shirt on. It's the opposite.
Let's see someone with no shirt.
Yeah, then she's taking off the damn shirt. Okay. She's in the Target bathroom.
So I
want to
see her taking off a bullseye.
Yeah. Well, they don't have like actual uniform shirts. I think it's just any red shirt.
Oh, so they don't have the. Remember the one they were wearing? The one with the big bullseye on the back?
I don't remember those.
They were. I think they were.
Yes. It was Target and it had a big red bullseye on the back. It was not a long time, but maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it looks like they just wear anything.
Target found out they were losing money.
Oh my god, I can't even handle all this.
So where's the guest?
She's apparently not coming on.
Oh.
And this is why this show has been a wreck today.
Don't worry, Becca. He'll give you another chance. Just smile at
me. You know, see, they got me all screwed up and made me, you know, because I would never ask Cynthia for her underwear.
No, never.
And this show got me all, not because I don't want them, because I'm a very
you respect her,
classy. I'm classy, yes.
You respect her and her privacy and her privacy. Property.
And her property, yes. Okay. Anything Alberto said?
Is there an echo in here?
Yes. Eddie, what do you think about all this?
I think.
What do you think? We. Okay. Look. What? Anybody listening to the show, whether it's from the podcast or the live stream, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you could either, there's many ways you can do it. You could either message us on Facebook, on Instagram. You could email us at them25show@gmail.com.
Yes. No. Yes. MagpiePodcastNetwork@gmail.com.
Oh. Okay. MagpiePodcastNetwork@gmail.com.
Or I think you own them25show@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. See, I'm all over. You can go there too, or you can go to our website at them25show.com and leave a message there if you want to be a guest. Many, many ways.
But please show up.
Yeah. You know, we'll go out of our way to get you a time and a date, and we'll do. You know, it's a professional thing. You just gotta show up. And I get things happen. You know, things happen.
Mm-hmm. Things happen.
But you know, and then look at. Things go wrong and I'm asking Cynthia for her panties and
well that you'll be doing that if things are going right.
Yeah, probably oh man. Anyway, legs fall asleep. Sex van. I used to have a van. I wish I still had it.
I remember that
I messed
van.
Up. Yes, I
love
that.
Not for those reasons, I just remember that van.
No, I liked it. I was doing a good thing and I gave it to somebody. They sold it. I go, look it. You know, if you're ever going to get rid of it, let me know, you know, and I'll
buy it back.
I'll buy it back. I gave it to you, but I'll buy it back, you know, because he needed it, right?
So the sad thing is they don't make those vans anymore.
No. And it was good because I had a bed in it and everything. It was just my style.
You could live there.
I could have had all kinds of fun in that thing.
You could have taken your date for the $50.
had a truck like that with the bed in it and everything.
I could have hid hid panties in there. So I don't have to bring them in the house.
And they hide them in the house.
Eddie, I would have had a perfect place to hide Cynthia's panties.
Yeah.
Just put them out in the van. So everybody's asking me, why are you going to the van all the time? Well, just it's go like take a nap.
The Scooby-Doo van?
So anyway, that was my sex van that I had for a little while, and it's all gone. This show's been a drag today.
Like the van the A-team uses?
No, it wasn't like that. Not at school.
It was more, Eddie, you never saw it? Eddie saw it.
What was it called? The Stabbin' Cabin van?
I didn't see it. I've never seen it.
We weren't doing the show when I had the van, right?
No.
It was after. But I still knew Eddie.
We did the Steve Alberto tennis tournament when he had the van.
Yes.
So it was like a few years before the show.
I wasn't part of that.
No, well, we invited you to referee. You didn't want to.
Eddie, you didn't want to do anything. That's when you stayed in the house all the time. Didn't want to come out.
I don't know the tennis rules.
Maybe don't. You'd hit it over the net.
No, but like, what do they say? Love and deuce?
Eddie. Well, we will do. Oh. Yeah, like Eddie, we're going to sit him up on a chair like the judge.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you're going to be the ball boy. You know, just going to chase down the balls and throw it back to us.
That way I wear short shorts so my balls hang out. Eddie will be the ball boy. Let me see. Cynthia says, you do that either way. What do I do? What do we do either way? What's that?
Wear short shirts?
I missed it.
About asking for her panties?
Probably. I think that's probably it.
I don't know. So what do you think, guys? Good show today?
Yeah.
We still got half an hour to go.
A half an hour to go?
We're an hour and two minutes.
Yeah. See?
You're asking for her stuff. Go. You asked for my stuff. Well, so what?
I'm thinking that Cynthia calling the cops with that beep.
Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna be like you guys. I'm gonna be straight up. So what? Yeah, I'll ask her for her stuff. Yeah, I want it. I want those underwears.
Take it by force. Yeah.
No, I'll ask. You know, if I have to put down a few bucks, I'll put down a few bucks.
Steve wish he had that van for the panty raid.
Oh yeah, man, that'd be good. Imagine me coming down the road on that thing. Everybody get out of my way.
Panties.
The panty wagon. The panty wagon.
You want to use panties? You can go to the Goodwill, Steve.
Nah, I don't want those ones anyway.
Those are washed.
No, thanks. They're washed anyway, but I don't think Goodwill's the place I want to go get my underwear.
You don't know who was wearing them earlier.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Cynthia, you have to come on the show someday, like live stream or what have you. One day, when you have time and all that good stuff. Speaking of Cynthia, whatever happened to her friend? Remember that friend that Eddie screwed up? Remember Eddie just
the Raider fan?
Yeah, was she a Raider fan or? How did Eddie jump? What was going on? I totally forgot.
I think Eddie was with a friend, and then
I forget.
I think he went after Cynthia, and then it made the friend mad.
I thought Eddie was trying to flirt with Cynthia, and then he found out her friend was a Raider fan, and then he dropped Cynthia because her friend was a Raider.
Maybe she had a man or something, and Eddie just fucked it up completely.
I don't know. Just because she was a Raider fan, Eddie dumped Cynthia. I don't remember. Do you remember Eddie?
No, I don't.
It had to be something with the Raiders.
I'm sure if I go back to the show notes, I'll find it.
I think it was something with the Raiders. I don't know if Cynthia's a Raider or her friend was a Raider.
Google it, Steve.
That's one thing that won't come up, Eddie.
Google has no fucking interest in it.
Eddie has messed up a few relationships she could have had on air here on the show. And one day they're going to be in a book, Eddie. They're going to be in a book. Oh, man. Too much. Well, let me see. Next, I got some breaking news that I've been keeping up, but I kind of told you guys before the show started today. Mm-hmm. Next week, I don't know if people listen on the podcast and are live streaming, how long they've listened to our show, but a long time ago, I told a story about I've had two wet dreams in my life, right? One was with Peg Bundy from Married with Children. But my first one was in grade school, and it was from a girl. I lived in Oklahoma, and I believe I was in probably the sixth grade. And I had my first wet dream about this girl named Dee Dee. She was a classmate of mine, right? And years later, probably 20 years later, when we're all grown up, and I messaged her. I found her on Facebook, and I messaged her, and I told her, I go, hey, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I got to tell you. And she's like, oh, well, I'm glad I left an impression on you. And so she was real cool about it. So anyway, she finally decided to come on the show. So she's going to come on the show next week. All right. And we're going to talk about it.
Reminisce?
Yeah, and I haven't seen her since sixth grade in Oklahoma, yes. So, you know, she's married now and all that stuff. I think she lives in Florida.
She's married with children, Steve.
Yes. But, yes, I've only had two wet dreams. You would think me, I would have all kinds of them, but I've only had two. In the sixth grade with Dee Dee, and then I believe in the 10th grade, or when Married with Children was out around that time, was it 10th grade or 11th grade or something like that? Just out of the blue, I had one for Peg Bundy. But you never forget your first, Eddie.
Yeah, you would think so. She was kind of my first
daughter. I don't know. I don't have control of the dreams, Eddie. So I told Dee Dee, I go, you know, you were my first. And she's all, what? And I go, yeah, you weren't there, but you were my first that I slept with.
You were there in my dreams.
I go, I had sex with you in my dream. And I
only
didn't.
In my dreams.
And she was cool about it. She was laughing. And anyway, she'll be on this upcoming Thursday. Yes. Mm-hmm. Her name is Dee Dee. You see, Alberto, the show's catching on. Got people good. That have wet dreams about coming on.
To go back to Eddie and Cynthia, here's something from show 154. I go, it says, Eddie won't support Cynthia and loses her love. So something might have happened.
She's
there.
She's a 49er fan, not a Raider fan.
Not a whiner. I'm a 49er fan, not a whiner fan. Okay. So it must have been she was flirting with Cynthia?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, lots happened.
I have to go back after and listen to the show. Come back next week. I'll give a full report.
Yes, we are going to. We're going to get out of here.
Yep. And I'm frozen again. Hold on, folks. They'll be coming up, right?
Yeah.
Give it a second. There we are.
What?
I froze up again.
Oh,
and there
oh shit. Damn, I didn't even get to say bye.
you told him, man, we're done.
What? Hold on a second. Jeez.
All right. For you listening to the podcast, that he just took off. Well, didn't you tell me he was going to have to leave early?
Well, yeah. But I just said, okay, Eddie, I know you got to go. Should we just close the show? And
I've told him a million
times. After that,
I've told him a million times. Don't tell Eddie that, man. You know Eddie's answer. Yep, no show. We're done.
He didn't even say bye.
Maybe he just got disconnected.
No, he didn't. What are the chances he has to go and then all of a sudden he just gets disconnected?
He's right there. Oh man, that worked out good. He'll send you a text message. My brother didn't pay the internet again.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna call him excuses. I've never heard so many excuses from somebody, except from Eddie. Funny though, at least they're funny.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of. Eddie is going to take Cynthia to Sonic in an Uber. I guess that's gonna be their date.
Okay, yeah. So I think Eddie was flirting with Cynthia. And then her friend, she had a friend, I think was a Raider fan, I believe.
Yeah.
So Eddie kind of jumped over and started talking to her more because they're both Raider fans. That's what I think happened. And then, I don't know, what a mess. Eddie's always screwing up things.
Yeah, I remember Lenora or Leonor. Leonor.
Leonor.
that was you could write a book about that.
Yeah, that was
Although we shouldn't talk about it too much. There might be somebody listening.
What did he have to do with it?
Yeah, I'll get another message. I'm tired of that. And then all of a sudden, we'll have another blow up.
So sorry to. I just got a text message from Eddie. It says, "So sorry to leave the show so early."
No, he can come back. I mean, the link is so good.
I would hope he would have said, "Hey, so sorry, I just cut off you guys." All right, we're gonna get out of here. Let's see. Well, bye, y'all. Hope you have a good day. Oh, Cynthia's got to go too. All right, Cynthia. Make sure to tune in next week. Hope you don't have to work. All right. Well, you know what? Since before we get out of here, want to do the Natural Wonders plug?
Sure.
All righty.
Oh, here. Give me a second. We get to the webpage.
All right. We're going to talk about our sponsor, Natural Wonders. Oh, my gosh. It's Thursday, people. One day away from the weekend. You ready?
Yeah. Ready to go.
Okay. There we go.
Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. They want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended to be. To them, you are the natural wonders. And like I said, health and beauty products, if you go to naturalwonders.com, wonders spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z. You go there, you can choose anything. They got shampoos, conditioners, lotions. And then once you're done, you go to the checkout, you enter the code THEM25SHOW, all together, THEM25SHOW, you get 25% off your order. If you're listening to the podcast, very easy. You go to the show notes. You'll see the link right there. You'll see the promo code. Watching on YouTube, Facebook, probably the easiest way, go to them25show.com. You hit the sponsors page, and it's right there, all the information for you.
All righty. There you go. Okay, people that were tuning in to see our guest, Becca Baldwin, she wasn't able to make it today.
She's permanent banned.
She had some issues. Here you go.
Classic Steve. Oh, now he's feeling, you know.
She had issues. What do you want me to do?
Now he's feeling bad. Oh, no. We'll have her again.
I'm just telling the truth. She couldn't make it on the show. There's people, Alberto, that tune in to want to see certain guests come on, right? There's some people out there that want to see that guest. We have to say sorry. She couldn't make it. I'm not going to say she didn't want to come on the show because she knew you guys were watching and she didn't want to show up. Can't say that. I can't say she just didn't want to come on. She told us she would, and she was playing games with us. I can't say that because I don't know. What I can say is she just didn't make it.
If you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, go find the podcast. It'll be in the pre-show.
Oh, here we go. What are you doing?
I got choked up. The anger, you know, sent vomit up my throat, you know. I had to cough it out.
It's probably what you ate. It's that GERD.
The GERD.
GERD. You got GERD over there.
It's the anger. I was waiting for the guest. I was all week, you know, all over my social media. And then now, all that heartburn now coming back up.
Heartburn. Oh, well. It's over. The show's over. Let's get out of here. And hope everybody enjoyed the show. If you're listening on the podcast, go to our website, them25show.com, for all information about us. Everything's on there, right? Live stream links.
We'll be soon. Huh? Everything will be up there soon.
No, but aren't the links?
Facebook, like, and YouTube, yeah.
Just to click them, even if they want to check them all out, not just this show right here, but all past shows, and you just click a link. Yes. Right,
yeah. Yo,
you if can you want to subscribe to YouTube, there's a link there.
Look for the archive section. You can listen to all the past shows.
Yes, subscribe to our YouTube, and also if you're on iTunes, and is it Spotify? We're on
Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast. As far as I know, and there might be even more.
Okay, so if you're on podcast thing and you see us, subscribe to us. It helps us out, I think. Doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's what it's for, right? People notice it and they go, yeah. Hey, these guys are getting likes. So I guess we're on podcasts I didn't even know about.
Wait a minute.
I know we're on iHeartRadio. When the hell did we get on iHeartRadio?
I don't know. Just showed up.
All right. Hey, see what happens.
Somebody check Pandora. Maybe we're on there too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, people, let us know where we're on.
Yeah,
we don't even know where we're on.
Yeah, if you find us somewhere. You know, if you're up in New Hampshire and they're putting our show like on Sunday morning, let us know.
And what other podcast sites are there?
Aye.
Besides Pandora and Stitcher. Spotify and Stitcher? You think we're on Stitcher?
Maybe.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm not downloading all these apps just to find out.
Yeah, me too. Everybody, if anybody is knows if we're on an app we don't know about, let us know. Because I didn't even know we were on iHeartRadio. Basically, check all podcast platforms.
Basically, if there's something that you can get podcasts, just give us the m25show.com or the M25 Show or Magpie Podcast Network. One of those two. And then send us an email.
Yeah, there might be message. People listening to us that don't even know about our website.
Yeah. They're like,
hey, these guys.
Yeah, who are these? They just make a podcast?
Yeah, they just threw one out there and we were lucky to catch one. So if you're listening there on Stitcher or whatever, all these other iHeart, check our website out.
You know what?
TheM25Show.com.
Join on YouTube so we can get some ads and make some money.
Yes, subscribe to our YouTube. It's just The M25 Show.
Yeah.
Very easy. The M25 Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can see live streams there too. And, you know, hopefully we can get some content up there other than the show. Someday.
Yeah. Maybe by 2027.
Oh, Lord. What is it now? 23?
Yep.
We're all gray like
maybe.
Will.
Maybe for our 13th season.
All right, Alberto. Let's get out of here.
All right.
All right. Let's see here. All right, guys. We'll be back.
Bye, Eddie, wherever you are at.
He's probably watching.
Laughing at us.
Okay. We'll be back.
Next week.
Next week.
Alyssa will be back, right?
Yes, she'll be back next week. Everybody's back next week. And we got a guest coming on next week. And I'm pretty positive she'll be here. So Miss Dee Dee will be on, and we're going to have a good time. So tune in, and we'll have another good show next week. Next Thursday, same place, same time. And if you're a podcaster, then you can listen to it anytime after, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time?
Noon.
Well, news, whenever it gets uploaded, right?
Yeah, whenever it gets uploaded. Google Podcast won't put it up like for 5 days.
All right. So you know what? I know just, I don't talk about the podcast listeners often, you know, so I am now today.
Go to your podcast provider and just keep hitting refresh until you find it.
There you go. So if you're listening to a podcast, we were happy that you listened to us. I know I don't say that often because I just...
Because you don't mean it.
Talk. No, I do. It's just sometimes we do a live show too, a live stream, so I forget to shout out to our podcast listeners. So podcast listeners, keep listening, spread the word about our show, the M25 Show, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Stupid reality again.